Let me start off tonight by saying, how many have you of you have ever been approached by a Jehovah's Witness? If you would, raise your hands. Good. It's almost the majority of us. They are out there. In full force, I might add. How many of you have talked to a Jehovah Witness? Good. How many of you have had a Jehovah Witness knock on your door and you do not want to talk to the Jehovah Witness? And this, very good. I'm glad we're not all alone. Some of us are telling the truth. Because there are certain times when they do knock on your door where it's maybe not convenient. Maybe it's just that you don't want to be bothered. Maybe it's just that you don't know what they're really trying to say or what they're trying to do or how you might answer those people. Now, I know we only have a very short class, 40 minutes or so, and there's, trust me when I tell you, a lot that goes on in the Jehovah Witness religion. But what I want to tell you is I have an uncle, a very dear uncle of mine, whose name is John Coolidge. And whenever I see my uncle, he's probably the hardest 80-year-old person I've ever met. And I'll tell you, he can outwork me. And just as he is like that, he's about as a brute as it is when it comes to the Bible or being a witness. So we've had a couple conversations, and it never fails, even if I'm leaving, I'll walk out to my car, and there, sure enough, will be a couple sheets of paper sitting on my car seat for me to take home. Now, you've all experienced the Jehovah's Witnesses leaving you something, you know, something from the Watchtower, something that they're going to say. I'm not in any way trying to ridicule or anything to that nature. I'm just trying to understand them. And the reason I say that is, I don't know how many of you have ever had this. How many of you ever had letters sent to you? You have? A couple people. I've been getting letters on a very regular basis, almost once, twice a week. So I've been studying about this because I really didn't know enough about it. I know what I believe. I know what the Bible teaches. But in order to convey that to what I will call a very devout Jehovah's Witness, I felt I really needed to learn about what their religion was. So what I thought we would do was kind of take a brief look at, you know, I took these letters, I kind of grouped them as to the content of the point that they're trying to get. And many of these letters kind of go about in the same way of saying the same thing, just on different subjects. So what I thought we would do is we'd kind of take a quick look at those. I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but I was going to stress on a couple of the points. Now, I also have, because when I teach Bible class, junior high and thing, I like to have the kids participate in the class. I like for them, I don't want to stand up there and talk to them. I would rather talk to them, present ideas, hear what they have to say, answer those ideas, answer those things with facts, and have a discussion, because I feel we all learn a lot more that way. So instead of me, I want to read some of the things about what has been sent to me and what has been given to me on my car seat, and I want to answer it. I'm going to let the Bible speak. So you're wondering what I'm holding in this envelope. In these envelopes, I have scriptures. I have 50-plus scriptures, and we're going to pretty much talk about three subjects. I think you'll find them very interesting. So what I want to do is I'm going to hand out an envelope. It's got approximately 20 scriptures, and just like I tell the kids in class, pick a scripture. If you don't want to read a scripture, I'm not forcing you to read a scripture. Just pass it on, okay? So I'm going to start here. Take a scripture. I'm going to start here. Pull a scripture if you want to read a scripture. And we're going to let the Bible do the answering. So in the envelopes, you'll find a whole things, 20-some scriptures. Just go ahead and pull one out and pass the envelope on. If you don't want to read it, fine. Just pass it on. And what I hope to do, for us is, I'll find the subject, and I'll call out the scripture. If you could read it quickly, and then we'll move on. And we'll let the Bible do the answering. First, I'm going to give you a brief description about Jehovah's Witnesses' beliefs. I got this out of Wikipedia. I thought it matched it pretty good. Like I said, I've been kind of studying for a couple months. I've been reading a lot of different materials, watching a lot of YouTube videos. It's quite interesting, the things that they believe. So I'm going to read this thing out of Wikipedia. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I have certain little things highlighted so we get the idea. The beliefs of Jehovah's Witnesses are based on the Bible teachings of Charles Taze Russell, founder of the Bible Student Movement, successful presidents of the Watchtower Society, Joseph Franklin Rutherford and Nathan Knorr. Since 1976, all doctoral decisions have been made by the governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses, which they call themselves a group of elders at the religion's Brooklyn headquarters. Now, they have a massive headquarters in Brooklyn, New York, started in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, late 1800s, 1879, somewhere around there. Now, these teachings are disseminated through the Watchtower magazine and other publications. Their mission, they see their mission as primarily evangelical, disseminating God's news to warn as many people as possible about their remaining time before Armageddon. Witnesses teach that people must choose between God's organization and Satan's. Watchtower publications teach that the Bible is an organizational book that does not belong to individuals, and that the Bible cannot be properly understood without guidance by Jehovah's visible organization. Jehovah's Witnesses base all their beliefs on the Bible as interpreted by the governing body. Now we already see there's a governing body involved, not kind of like how the church is set up today. They use the terms Hebrew and Christian Greek scriptures rather than the Old and the New Testament. That's to avoid implication that the Old Testament is outdated or inferior. They believe that the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, contain prophecy that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, which we all agree with, and that the books of the Christian Greek Scriptures, called the New Testament, are primarily directed to the 144,000 chosen for God for life in heaven. Key point. We'll talk about that later. Jehovah's Witnesses believe God is the creator and supreme being. Witnesses reject the Trinity doctrine. In other words, there is no Trinity. They view God as the Father, an invisible spirit person separate from the Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is described as God's active force rather than the third part of the Trinity. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus is God's only begotten Son, and that his life began in heaven, and he is described as God's first creation and the exact representation of God. So he is a created being. Jesus acts as the mediator of the new covenant, referred to in Jeremiah 31:31, Luke 22:20, and Hebrews 9:15. Directly mediating only for those going to heaven, the 144,000. Let's see. Satan and his demons are said to have been cast down from heaven to earth in 1914. I think everybody realizes the dates, 1914, 1925, 1975, 1918. too many dates to actually memorize and talk about. But let's see. Marking the beginning of the last days, which are 1914. Publications of Jehovah's Witnesses teaching God's kingdom is a literal government in heaven, established in 1914, ruled by Jesus and the 144,000 humans raised to heaven. The kingdom is viewed as means by which God will accomplish his original purpose for the earth, bringing about a world free of crime, sickness, death, poverty, and ultimately transforming the earth into a paradise. The kingdom is said to have the focus of the Jesus ministry. Let's see. Witnesses regard the soul as mortal. And that's based on the statement in Ezekiel 18:4 that the soul that sins, it shall die. And thus believe the soul does not continue to live after one dies. They believe that the 144,000 people will be resurrected to life as spirit creatures in heaven to be priestly rulers under Christ, but the vast majority to physical life on earth. Okay, so in their viewpoint, heaven essentially is 444,000 and Jesus Christ, and those 144,000 will rule with Christ. Under salvation, Jehovah's Witnesses believe that faith in Jesus' ransom sacrifice is essential for salvation. They reject the concept of universal salvation and the concept of predestination. They believe that all intelligent creatures are endowed with free will and that salvation is dependent on God's undeserved kindness, demonstrated by zealous preaching activity. So when you all raised your hands, I have to give them one thing, and it is that they are zealous. According to Watchtower Society, theology, salvation requires Christ's mediation as part of God's purpose to grant humans everlasting life, either in heaven for the 144,000 anointed Christians, or the little flock, or on earth for the other sheep. So everybody that of the 144,000 that don't make it to heaven are considered the other sheep, and they may end up residing on a glorified earth. Let's see. For anointed witnesses, salvation is said to be achieved through their death and subsequent resurrection to heavenly life to share with Christ as a co-ruler of God's kingdom. For others, it is gained through preservation during the Battle of Armageddon. Watchtower Society publication states salvation at Armageddon is also contingent on baptism, so they do believe in baptism. However, their baptism is not for the remission of sins. It is merely a statement. It is merely a spectacle. Let's see if we can say it a little better here. Accurate knowledge of Bible truth, adherence to God's standards, conduct, morality, use of divine name Jehovah in worship, membership of God's organization, and active support of anointed Christians. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that exactly 144,000 faithful Christians go to heaven as spirit creatures to rule with Christ in the kingdom of God. They believe that most of those are already in heaven, and that the remnant at Revelation 12:17 refers to those remaining alive on earth who will be immediately resurrected to heaven when they die. The witnesses understand Jesus' words at John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, to apply only to the 144,000 who are born again as anointed sons of God in heaven. That's pretty much a basic outline, other than many other things that they believe. And in the essence of time, we're going to take up these three subjects, of which those letters that I rose up that I receive every month, there's pretty much three basic points that my uncle's trying to make. The first being that Jesus and the Godhead, okay? Jehovah Witnesses believe that that Jehovah is the one God, and there is no Trinity. Like I said, there is no Godhead. Jesus, they believe, is Michael, the archangel, in John 1:1. Now we'll read that verse. They also believe that Christ was created, and he was not eternal. And they also believe that Christ was resurrected, a spiritual creature. And we know when Christ was resurrected, he was flesh and bones. Remember Thomas? That's right. Okay, so I have a whole list of scriptures that are going to talk about the Godhead and about Jesus. So I'm going to call them out. And if you have that scripture, I want you to go ahead and read it quickly. John 1:1-3. And the Word was God. Good. How about Isaiah 7:14? Isaiah 7:14. Sure. That's correct. He was a God. All right. That is in the New World Translation. Actually, the New World Translation has been revised 3 times. Okay, we're on the 3rd revision of that. Reason being is all the prophecies of the old Watchtower Society, all those have kind of been proven false because we're still here, number one. The world never did get destroyed. Armageddon never has come. So as Watchtower Society has predicted those things since the 1900s, all those things are false. So they keep revising their Bible, the New World Translation, to kind of help with the new members today. Okay. And by the way, there are like 8-9 million Jehovah's Witnesses, and they say they claim that there's 14 million at the Lord's Memorial, Jesus' Memorial, which they partake on an annual basis on the day that Jesus was said to die. So that's their day that they all come together. And only those that think they're of the 144,000 are allowed to partake of the Lord's Supper at that point. The rest are not allowed. So when you see them convene at their conventions and things once a year, that's what they're doing. Matthew 1:23. Sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. Isaiah 7:14.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a son, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23. God with us. John 5:17-18. John 10:30. I and my Father are one. Philippians 2:5-8. Philippians 2:5-8.
Even the death of the cross.
Mm-hmm. Even the death of the cross. Interesting it said cross. Another thing that Jehovah Witnesses believe that Jesus was not crucified on a cross, he was crucified on a pole. Colossians 1:15-17. Colossians 1:15-17. I know that verse is out there. Hebrews 1:2. John 14:10. Good. John 5:19-23. Quickly. John 5:19-23. Anyone? Who's got that scripture?
Jesus answered and said to...
Good. good. John 17:1-5. Before the world existed. 1 Timothy 1:10. John 3:13-15. Everyone that believes in him may have eternal life. Everyone. Jude 4. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Godhead. 1 John 5:7-8. 1 John 5:7-8. We only seem to have this half the room. 1 John 5:7-8. Anybody have that scripture? And these three are one. Colossians 2:9.
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Ephesians 4:4-6. Good. One hope. That hope being heaven. Matthew 28:19.
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Three there, right? John 15:26. When the Helper comes. The Helper being the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:4-5 and 8. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. By the way, those 144,000 I was talking about, those are 144,000 that were baptized with the Holy Spirit and with water. That's what separates it, anoints them, puts them in a special class. And the Jehovah's Witness, they believe there's a special class and a sheep class, so to speak. The sheep class will inherit earth, maybe after the third resurrection, if they're found still alive and not killed by Satan and God himself. 2 Peter 1:21.
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Moved by the Holy Spirit. Jehovah's Witness believe the Holy Spirit is a force. It's God's force. He's not a being, he's God's force. His active spiritual force. Was that John 16:7, I think, right? John 16:7. John 16:7. Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:17. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Okay. Romans 8:9-11. Sorry? 1 Peter 1:2. 1 Peter 1:2. John 6:51. Good. I saw a YouTube video about that very verse right there from a excommunicated, disfellowshipped elder of Watchtower Society. And that was the verse that he suggested that those that have been excommunicated from the Jehovah's Witnesses use to help other Jehovah's Witnesses see the light. That was the verse that he had suggested that they use. It was a very interesting thing. If you like computers and you really want to study more, check it out on YouTube. There's a number of videos and ideas and things that are said. Let's go move on. The nature of man, i.e. the soul / spirit, the fall and original sin. That comprised about six letters. Jehovah's Witnesses say man does not have an eternal soul. They are a soul, a breather like animals. And man inherited sin and death from Adam and Eve. Let's look at some verses about this. Luke 23:46. Okay. I commit my spirit. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Mark 12:27. Luke 16:19-31. The story of rich man and Lazarus. And speaking of Abraham there, in 1975, Jehovah's Witnesses claimed that the world was coming to an end. Remember, that was a big deal. I mean, that was all over. That was highlights of every newspaper I think there was, it seemed like. Did you know that the Jehovah's Witnesses built a house in San Diego for Abraham, Jacob, Isaac? Did you know that? So when Armageddon didn't come and we didn't all get destroyed, they didn't know what to do with the house. Because they didn't come back to get it. They ended up giving it to the president of the Jehovah's Witnesses, Mr. Rutherford.
Convenient.
Zechariah 12:1. First John 3:4.
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
Matthew 18:3.
Surely I say unto you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
And that's interesting that we should be converted and become as little children. There's a lot of several religions out there that believe that children need to be baptized for the remission of their sins. 1 Corinthians 5:5. That the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Let's move on to the next subject real quick. We only had a few verses left there. Let's talk about a little bit about salvation. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that all who will accept Christ can be saved, but only 144,000 will actually go to heaven. The rest will inherit God's glorified earth. There is no hell. There's two classes of people, like I said. There's the 144,000 that have been baptized by the Holy Spirit in water. And essentially the rest of humanity is going to be annihilated. That's essentially what's going to happen. And let's look at some verses in about salvation. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away. So I don't know about this living on a glorified earth. Hebrews 1:10-12. Second Peter 3:7-12. John 14:6. I'm going to skip a couple here so we're running out of time. Matthew 18:9. Right. If there's no hell, there's no hellfire, right? Luke 12:5. Who has the power to cast you into hell, right? James 3:6. Acts 2:17. Good. Well, thank you for your attention. There are several verses that we didn't get to, but you have them, so if you'd like to follow up on them, be my guest. Thank you for your help. I have learned how to respond to my uncle by this. So think that maybe possibility of converting him. So I look forward to that. Thank you.